presume the measure is intended to remove barriers to jobs, housing, and opportunities for those who've successfully reformed their lives. This new law takes effect in November. Until then, what's the current standard for having one's record expunged or reduced?
The importance of Act 5, as the new law is called, is that for the first time in Pennsylvania, misdemeanor convictions can be sealed from public view. So until November 14th, if you have a misdemeanor conviction, any employer will be able to see that conviction no matter how old or how minor it might have been.
Is it certain categories of misdemeanors or misdemeanors across the board?
Now, actually, the law is pretty complicated. Misdemeanors of the second and third degree are the category primarily that can be sealed, but there are many exceptions to that rule, even so. A first degree misdemeanor not only can't be sealed, but if you have one on your record, it disqualifies you from getting your second or third degree misdemeanor sealed.
Until November, how can crime records be expunged?
The primary things that can be expunged right now in Pennsylvania are what are called summary convictions for very, very minor, lower than misdemeanor offenses. Those would be things like harassment or very minor retail theft, shoplifting, disorderly conduct. And those things plus non-convictions, a case that you have where you were not found guilty, where the charges are withdrawn. And a third category I should mention is if you went through what's called a diversion program. ARD is a program people sometimes hear of.
What is that acronym?
Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition. Aren't you glad you asked? Essentially, the prosecutor has said that if you complete your probation, we will allow your case to be expunged.
Bill, you just laughed. You were at one time a client of CLS. Were you ever the recipient of, what's that term again, Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition?
No, I was not a recipient of ARD. However, I was successful, and Sharon actually argued on my behalf, and I was able to get, I believe, 66 charges expunged from my criminal record.
Now, to be clear, the category of your records charges would not qualify you for this program.
That is exactly correct. I was convicted of felonies, and felonies are not underneath this particular program. We were able to get the charges removed on which I was actually not convicted.
Removed from the public record or all record?
Destroyed. So an expungement requires for the actual physical record to be destroyed.
Although, Sharon, I understand by virtue of the terms of this new law taking effect, police will still have access to the original charges.
That's right. We often call what this new thing is sealing as opposed to expungement because it's not the destruction of the information. It's more an agreement that the information will not be distributed to people other than law enforcement.
One of the key terms is the 10-year period that has to elapse before the sealing order can be applied for.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about recidivism rates over that duration?
So there's been a lot of social science research on this in recent years, and it has demonstrated that when people first are convicted and are back in the community, during the first 2 to 3 years, their chances of committing another crime are fairly high. But there is a decrease over time in the likelihood that a person will commit another crime as long as they don't.
But Bill, for those convicted of these misdemeanor charges, they've done the crime, they've paid their time, and now it seems to some that there's this additional 10-year lag when they will understandably be scrutinized for housing and jobs, et cetera, et cetera. That must add a huge challenge for that individual to stay on the straight and narrow for that duration.
Anyone who serves their time after committing a crime should be eligible to fully pursue the American dream. So it doesn't matter whether or not they were convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony, if they completed their sentences, if they paid their price, and if they're willing to work hard and redeem themselves, then we have a responsibility as a society to actually help those individuals restore themselves.
So in that context, is this 10-year term undue? Would it have more appropriately been, say, 10 months or a couple of years? Or is it a compromise?
I believe that it's a political compromise because Pennsylvania is not yet ready to provide the same sort of relief at the same measure in which they provided the punishment. So we are still a very punitive society and not a very merciful society.
Sharon, put that in some context. Where does Pennsylvania rank approximately among states in this regard?
this new bill puts us more towards the middle. Before, we were far towards the end of being least forgiving. Now we have joined 27 other states that allow misdemeanors to be sealed or expunged after some period of time. But even so, there are still 23 other states that allow some felonies to be sealed or expunged.
Where's Community Legal Service heading next in this regard?
We see Act 5, the new law, as being really the first step, and a great first step, but the first step in where our state law needs to be. And our next piece of legislation that we are promoting and that will be introduced shortly in a couple of weeks in Harrisburg will be a concept that we call clean slate. The idea of clean slate would be that if you have a nonviolent misdemeanor and 10 years has gone by, a summary offense and 5 years has gone by, or a non-conviction, that essentially that would come off your record without you having to file a petition. Essentially, use computer technology to clear records where people meet the criteria.
Causes for optimism, but realistically, what are the chances in the short term?
Because of the bipartisan interest in criminal justice that we've heard about, the chances are quite good. This is going to be a bill introduced by a bipartisan group in both the House and the Senate. It is being supported by the Coalition for Public Safety working out of Washington, D.C., which includes on the left the Center for American Progress, on the right, Americans for Taxpayer Reform. Really unusual bedfellows. They're all interested in dealing with some of the craziness that's come out of the last 40 years of criminal justice policy.
Sharon, Bill, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for having us.
Sharon Dietrich is Director of Litigation at Community Legal Services in Philadelphia. Bill Cobb serves on the CLS board.